If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a great story I just read by Mike Koepka. Being a commercial dog walker myself, this story is near and dear to my heart. Wearing a cowboy hat, purple-tinted aviators, and a sturdy pair of overalls, Wild Bill Peacock appears out of the fog in the sand dunes like a character in a psychedelic spaghetti western. He calls himself the Dog Wrangler and is happy to be surrounded by 8 unleashed canines. Armed with an iridescent orange tennis ball launcher and a rainbow array of leashes slung over his shoulder, he drives packs of dogs through the sandy terrain at Fort Funston 3 times a day. At roughly $25 a dog, Peacock has 2 main jobs: to make sure they all get their exercise, and to pick up after them when they relieve themselves. Picking up poo used to gross me out at first, but after 10 years I can have a sandwich in one hand and a bag of poop in the other, Peacock said, grinning. Peacock saw his roommate making a living out of dog walking and figured, I can do that. He spent some of his formative years in Montana, so the cowboy persona seemed a natural identity. His given name is William Burke Peacock, but the matching initials are a nice coincidence. Once he took the dive into dog wrangling, Peacock went from being a depressed, overweight company man to the energetic entrepreneur he is today. He may make it look easy, but Peacock says it's not. People have this image that it's just hanging out at the beach with your dogs. It's at least 50% driving, Peacock said, as he stopped to pick up a dog. Last year, he put 25,000 miles on his bright blue truck with its steer horns mounted on the top. Pet Patrol continues in a minute. But first, what's new at Kibbles and Gifts?
If we don't got it, you don't want it. Kibbles is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come on in and take a look around. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700.
Now back to the show and Wild Bill Peacock. He's hardly alone at Fort Funston. Plenty of commercial dog walkers take advantage of the beachfront land controlled by the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. There's a strong sense of community. The walkers wave and call to each other by first names, and if a dog gets loose from a pack, they'll make a few fast calls and see that it's returned to its rightful minder. Peacock says the community is self-regulating. Most follow the unwritten rules on the dunes. They know to give each other packs space, especially at the drinking fountain, to avoid an ugly canine confrontation. To the uneducated viewer, it looks awful, Peacock said of a large pack. It looks like everything is totally out of control. But the whole idea of a pack is they sort of get a collective mind. They're no harder to control than one dog if you've got a good pack. The GGNRA isn't so sure. It's on the verge of imposing a dog plan for Fort Funston, Ocean Beach, Baker Beach, Crissy Field, and other federally controlled areas that will require professional dog walkers to buy a $300 permit, show proof of liability insurance, and limit their packs to 6 dogs. Many commercial dog walkers are unhappy with the proposed plan and have said so during a public comment period that ends Monday. Peacock says he's fine with some of the proposed rules, but not the 6 dog limit. What gives the National Park Service the right to make these decisions for all dog owners in the Bay Area, he asked. No one gets to vote on it. I thought we were supposed to vote on things in this country. I'm pretty sure that my business can adapt, but I don't know that every dog owner has that same flexibility. This is basically the last days in the unregulated Wild West of dog walking. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.